his hand around his neck and he's like, ah, biscuits, I want to eat you, but I can't. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you later.
There are so many little-known fairy tales, folklore stories, and chapters of history to explore in this world. So much of it is wackadoo! Unbelievable, disturbing, enthralling, mind-bending, and just plain weird. When I find these stories, they get stuck in my head, and I absolutely have to share them with someone. Usually I inflict these tales on my husband Dan, along with our chocolate lab Lily and cat Collins, but I thought, why not share these with you? I'm Gina Wagner. Welcome to Tail Wagging, a gleeful retelling of little-known fairy tales, folklore, history, and more.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dan!
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Gina.
Happy Thanksgiving, listeners!
Yeah.
Special episode for Thanksgiving week.
Oh boy, happy Thanksgiving, listeners, as well. See, you can't go saying happy Thanksgiving to the listeners and then just, like, not let me say it too, then I'm a bad guy. Because you're being very gracious, and I'm being very not.
And even if you're not from the United States, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
How would you explain Thanksgiving to somebody who's not from the United States in a sentence?
It's all a lie. We like to eat turkey and be grateful.
Excellent.
Because the history is far from accurate. Like, the history, there are aspects of it that are true, but a lot of it is just really like, didn't quite happen that way. Like, they didn't even land at Plymouth Rock. There's a lot of misconceptions about the Pilgrims and the Native Americans and everybody involved.
I know what you're going to say next. The Earth is flat. You're a flat earther.
No, I am not.
Oh. Awkward.
What do you think when you think of Thanksgiving?
No comment.
That's it?
Yeah, I don't want to make it any more awkward than already is.
Okay. Well, this is going to go into a very weird Thanksgiving tradition that I don't know if you know about. And it has to do with turkeys.
Weirder than my family's Thanksgiving traditions.
Your family would never do this. This is a tradition of pardoning a turkey.
Go on.
So, the first turkey reprieve was granted in 1863 by President Abraham Lincoln. So not only was he a crucial part of the Civil War, the freeing of the slaves, all those wonderful things, not only was he a vampire hunter, but he also one time pardoned a turkey.
This is a fact.
This is a thing.
Okay.
Basically, a live turkey was brought home for Christmas dinner, but Lincoln's son Tad was like, Dad, do we have to kill this turkey? And he said, Tad, my lad, we will spare this turkey's life. And so this first turkey pardon wasn't even on Thanksgiving. But Lincoln was the president to declare Thanksgiving a national holiday on October 3rd, 1863. So it makes sense why people remember him a little bit for Thanksgiving.
On October 3rd.
Well, he declared, hey, we're going to have Thanksgiving soon.
Oh.
Like, I don't think he made it on October 3rd. I just said, he said, like, Thanksgiving, hey, y'all, everybody, hey, everyone, can I have the country's attention? I think Thanksgiving should be a thing, and we should do it in November. Does that work for everyone's calendars? Is that cool? And, yeah. And then Thanksgiving was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Tad really liked this bird, so in my head, I imagine that Tad the lad adopted this turkey as a pet, and they spent lots of time together. That's just the way I want to remember it. I just see them, like, taking walks in the woods together, carving their names into a tree, becoming best friends.
Carving.
sore spot for turkey.
Very cringe.
Okay, so a tradition began where a big, fabulous live turkey was sent to the White House every year by a farm that wanted to make a name for itself. This Rhode Island poultry dealer named Horace Bose sent like well-fed birds to the White House starting in the 1870s, and his farm got a lot of great publicity from it. And then after he died in 1913, the opportunity to give the president a turkey was open to everybody, and it was seen as this national symbol of good cheer. Not just to presidents, but to other politicians in office as well. Let's send them a bird, and maybe people will come to our farm and buy more birds. It'll be great. And then the president's family would eat the turkey after getting, you know, some really good photos and press. Like, this bird came from that farm. Y'all should go over there. Get a turkey. So, there is a myth out there that President Truman began the turkey pardon tradition, but the Truman Library says, no, that's a bunch of crap. That didn't happen. What he actually did was he was the first to receive a turkey from this, like, National Turkey Federation, which is absolutely a thing. And the Poultry and Egg National Board. Also, totally real. More real than the Pilgrims on Plymouth Rock, I guess. In 1947, the government, they made a mistake. And they were encouraging poultryless Thursdays. Like, hey, everybody in the country, can I have your attention? Because this is how you do press releases. We should just not eat poultry on Thursdays for reasons. And everyone in the country was like, what? Like, hey, Thanksgiving is on Thursday and Christmas and New Year's are on Thursday this year. Are you out of your flipping minds? And they said, whoa, there's a lot of public outcry. There's a lot of backlash. Maybe that's a bad idea. Maybe we shouldn't do this. Everyone in poultry is mad at us right now.
I'm picturing what the Twitter thread of this would look like in the modern world.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there was so much Twitter backlash in 1947.
The memes would be off the chain.
Can you picture what the memes would look
like? There
would
be a lot of turkey memes.
Oh, man. So, they kind of chilled on that effort quickly in time for Thanksgiving because chicken farmers were, like, sending crates of live chickens as protests with big signs calling them, like, hens for Harry. Like, they're like, we're mad at you, President. There's a bunch of chickens in your yard squawking at you just to let you know how mad we are. So, to show everybody was cool with each other again between the government and the poultry, there was a turkey, and it was presented to Truman in December that year to promote the poultry industry. Like, hey, everyone, we're cool with poultry, and poultry was cool with us. This is our armistice, our truce.
Truman, the poll numbers are back, and we show that you are failing miserably with everybody who likes to eat poultry.
Like, oh no, that's so much of the country.
And since vegetarianism and veganism don't matter at this point in history, yeah, that's basically everyone.
So he had to do it for the numbers. And so this started the annual news cycle about the birds being gifted and displayed for the president. President has to pose with the turkey. And Truman absolutely ate those birds during his administration. And he said, quote, they will come in handy for Christmas. This is a bird-eating president right here. And then that changed. In 1963, President John F. Kennedy was presented with a turkey. It had a sign around its neck that said, good eating, Mr. President. And JFK looked at these turkeys' eyes, looked right into the soul of this turkey, and the turkey looked back like, this sign does not reflect my true feelings. And JFK said, let's keep this one going. And he totally was just like, I kind of don't want to kill this bird. After that, sparing the ceremonial sacrificial turkey became a little bit more the norm for presidents, because if JFK did it, it looks good if the next guy does it, and the next guy does it. And so this weird tradition became more formed in our history of, like, well, you don't want to be the president that actually kills and eats the turkey, right?
Did Donald Trump pardon the turkey?
Oh, we're getting there. I've got a quote.
Good. Because I just imagine he would say that any real man would eat this turkey. Go on.
Well, I'll get to that. I'll get to what happened. Nixon was too busy to pardon turkeys, so Nixon's wife accepted turkeys, and then sent them away to a nearby petting zoo. Didn't want to prepare this turkey. We're sending it to the zoo. President Carter's wife also sent the turkey to a mini zoo. And then after 1981, sending turkeys, you know, quote unquote, to the ranch, you know, was the norm. Ronald Reagan was the first to use the term pardon when he was talking turkey in 1987. The first one to grant an official, formal, mock presidential pardon. Do you want to take a guess?
Say that again.
An official, formal, mock presidential pardon.
The first president to do that?
To make like a ceremony of it and make it like official pardon.
I'm going with George W.
You are so close. It was his dad. It was all in the family. It was Daddy Bush.
Sounds so perfect for a W move. But
it was an HW move. A George H.W. Bush.
All right.
In 1989. Conveniently, there were animal rights activists picketing nearby. Bush said, "Let me assure you, and this fine Tom Turkey, that he will not end up on anyone's dinner table. Not this guy. He's granted a presidential pardon as of right now, and allow him to live out his days on a children's farm not far from here." And so it was done. In 2000, they actually gave the turkey an official White House pass to wear around his neck, because we're taking this completely seriously. Since 2004, these turkeys have gotten to stay at the swanky Willard Intercontinental Hotel, and the National Turkey Federation covers the cost of their luxury hotel room. I have a photo for you to observe these voluptuously large, fluffy birds are each on their own bed with white linens, luxurious blankets. I'm sure the thread count is high. They're facing away from each other. They're probably confused as to why they are there, as they are not their normal accommodations. I will try to share this photo later for the people listening. It's ridiculous. So then, George W. Bush started having some fun with letting the names of the turkeys to be chosen in a vote on the White House website. This is really going to drive traffic to the government website here. And so here's a quote from George W. "This is an election year, and Biscuits had to earn his spot at the White House. Biscuits and his running mate, Gravy, prevailed over the ticket of patience and fortitude." And then I found this great photo of George W. with Biscuits, and he looks like he's strangling him.
He really does.
He's got his hand around his neck, and he's like, "Ah, Biscuits, I want to eat you, but I can't. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you later. Oh, but I'm not. You're going to the zoo."
Correct.
My room.
That's scary.
You know who really loved pardoning turkeys, though? President Obama.
Of course he did.
Because he's got dad jokes up the wazoo.
He's full of dad jokes. He's the corniest.
So he actually started the tradition of pardoning two turkeys. He'd be like, "You and your running mate, you both get pardoned." They started doing like little profiles on turkeys. This is Tater and Tot. Tater's favorite snack is worms. His favorite song is "Me Too" by Meghan Trainor. His gobble style is strong, and his strut is he walks with swagger. Dad's just shaking his head in disgust and covering his face.
No.
Tot's favorite snack is tomato slices. His favorite song is "Can't Stop the Feeling" by Justin Timberlake.
Proper.
Gobble style is confident, and his strut walks with a relaxed saunter. You're really getting a picture for the personality of these turkeys.
Yeah.
So, I picked out some of my favorite quotes from a speech Obama gave that just gives an example of how he talked on this day. "Thanksgiving is a family holiday as much as a national one. So for the past 7 years, I've established another tradition, embarrassing my daughters with a cornucopia of dad jokes about turkeys." Pause for laughter. "This year, they had a scheduling conflict. Actually, they just couldn't take my jokes anymore. They were fed up."
No! Stop!
Tater is here in a backup role, just in case Tot can't fulfill his duties. So he's sort of like the vice turkey. We're working on getting him a pair of aviator glasses. Like Obama's own vice president. "I want to take a moment to recognize the brave turkeys who weren't so lucky. Who didn't get the gravy train to freedom? Who met their fate with courage and sacrifice and proved that they weren't chicken?
Oh, God, no.
When somebody at your table tells you you've been hogging all the side dishes and you can't have any more, I hope you respond with a creed that sums up the spirit of a hungry people. Yes, we cran. Look, I know there are some bad ones in here, but this is the last time I'm doing this, so we're not leaving any room for leftovers. So let's get on with the pardoning, because it's Wednesday afternoon, and everyone knows that Thanksgiving traffic can put people in a foul mood. Ba-doop-tsh. That's the end of Obama's sound bites. So I really, obviously I needed to tell you this story just so I could get all those dad jokes in there. I do have a quote from President Donald Trump, who has gotten to do this lovely, weird American tradition.
Thanksgiving is a time of great American traditions, and today we continue a very special one when a lucky turkey gets a presidential pardon. That turkey is so lucky. I've never seen such a beautiful turkey.
You just picture it being like, it's like that thing, it's like, this turkey is amazing. You're going to love it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it better than everybody. We're going to have the best turkeys.
We have the best turkeys in America.
We're
going to
have the most incredible holidays. We're going to have bigger, better, happier, more powerful, and respected turkeys than anywhere else in the world. And you're going to love it. You're all going to think it's great. It's great. It's just going to be great, and you're going to love it.
And then I did not quote this because, once again, he was speaking like someone who needs their Twitter account taken away. He made some really bad jokes about it being a fair election and carrots demanding a recount and refusing to concede, which was totes awkward for everybody there. So, what happens to the turkeys now? Turkeys that have been pardoned are sent to live the remainder of their lives somewhere really swanky, like petting zoos or Virginia Tech, where they are cared for by grad students at Gobbler's Rest, sometimes to Disney World or Disneyland to be grand marshals in the Thanksgiving Day parade. And it seems like it's pretty harmless, you know, these birds go on to live super cushy lives, but these turkeys are bred specifically for consumption. They are fed and fed and fed to increase their size and be ginormous turkeys, but their organs and bones aren't really designed to carry that kind of weight, so their life expectancy is really about a year and a half, because they're just not meant to even be this way. And so, of course, animal activists would argue, hey, let's stop eating turkey altogether, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. So it's just this kind of weird thing that they're like, we have to create this moment. But what is this moment, really? It's just some sort of funny press thing that happens every year. And that is the story of the presidential turkey pardon. Are you hungry?
No. No, this is... if this were a fairy tale, it would be dumb and stupid and pointless. And it's real life.
It's real
life. It's real life politics.
This is real life.
This is a real life political podcast now. And it's your fault. Look what you've dragged into this. Now everything we say about any kind of a turkey or eat meals or farms, people will be trying to figure out what's the matter with them.
I make fun of everyone equally.
It's a political statement. Look what you're doing. You're on the turkey ticket.
I'm over there with Tater and Tot.
Crushing it. I knew you were one of them.
Carb loading up.
One of those closet turkey anti-pardoning pardoners. I knew it. Now I have to block you on Facebook and never speak to you at family gatherings.
Well, listeners, I hope you enjoy the time you've spent with family members that you've already blocked on social media and try to avoid speaking politics with them and see if you can enjoy your turkey or your side dish or whatever you like best. What's your favorite food at Thanksgiving, Dan?
Tater and Tot in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like I'm somewhere in the pumpkin zone. Just any pumpkin dessert. That'll do.
Pumpkin supporters are terrible people.
We basic, but other than that, we okay. Pumpkin spice for life. All right, everyone. Enjoy your holiday. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Tail Wagging, a gleeful retelling of little-known fairy tales, folklore, history, and more. If you'd like to get in touch or send us a story you'd like to hear on the podcast, you can find us on our Facebook page, Tail Wagging Podcast, or on Twitter, at Tail Wagging Pod. That's TaleWagging Pod. We'd really love it if you could take a moment to please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast anywhere you can. It really helps us get found on this new adventure. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, tweet about it on the interwebs, or send a raven. And if you are under an evil enchantment or have been turned into a creature of some kind, I can't promise listening to the next episode will transform you back, but it might. This is Tail Wagging. May all your dreams come true.